This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to In the News with me, Anvita Bansal. Today is February 17th, 2020, and I'll be bringing you all the latest updates from India and around the world. But before that, a small note on our Money Control app. The Money Control app gives its readers content in English, Hindi and Gujarati. Do download the app and check out the language option now. On our breaking story, a Delhi court today has issued fresh death warrants for convicts in Nirbhaya case. The death warrant which has been issued is for March 3rd and the convicts are supposed to be hanged at 6 a.m. Also, just to let you all know, this is the third time that the death warrants have been issued against the four convicts. And now moving on to our top stories for the day. Fresh video clips have emerged from what transpired Jamia Millia Islamia University campus on evening of December 15, 2019. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat stated that divorce case are found more in educated and affluent families. He also stated that education makes women arrogant. We'll also discuss how the Supreme Court has refused to accept Vodafone Idea's proposal to pay Rs 2,500 crore by today in the ongoing AGR dues case. We'll also discuss in a historic judgment how Supreme Court has ordered the centre to ensure that women officers are given permanent commission in Indian Army. Well, fresh video clips have emerged from what transpired Jamia Millia Islamia University campus on evening of December 15, 2019. To give us more details on this story, I have with me my colleague Nachiket Deuskar. Hi Nachiket, thank you for joining in.
Hi Anvita.
Nachiket, what is the latest update on the story?
So this happened over the last 2 days actually. A number of video clips have now been put out in the public domain, showing as to what happened inside the campus on the evening of December 15 last year. I'll give you a quick brief as to what, how did all of this start actually.
Please.
Students from the Jamia Millia Islamia University in New Delhi were holding a protest against the Citizenship Amendment Act in South Delhi. And that's when things turned violent. So a few DTC buses were lit up. Private vehicles were also burned down. And that basically became a riot-like situation. Of course, the university and the students claimed that they did not do it. It was some outsiders and third party which got involved, mixed into the crowd, and then did these sorts of things. And it was not the student. This is the university's claim.
Right.
But later that evening, of course, Delhi police barged into the campus, and you know the students claimed that the Delhi police assaulted students, and which led to serious injuries for many of them. So this was what happened on December 15 last year. Now, after 2 months, video clips have emerged of certain claims and counterclaims.
Right.
So students had claimed that the Delhi police entered a library and beat up students who were studying inside and so on. The first video in the series of video clips was put out by the Jamia Coordination Committee. Now, this is it's a student and alumni group, and it's not an official group, or it's not an official organization as such.
Okay.
But they put out this video. It's a CCTV footage of the old reading hall in the university campus. And it shows, or it purportedly shows, that paramilitary and police personnel are baton charging students who were studying inside. Subsequently, the Delhi police also put out a video showing some students or people, of course, we do not know what their identities are. It showed a few students or people carrying what looks or what seems to be stones. So there are claims and counterclaims from both sides. Even today, the Jamia Coordination Committee shared a few clips on their Twitter handle. Many more clips are coming into the public domain.
Right.
Of course, we need to mention that Money Control could not independently verify any of these videos coming out. But all this has snowballed into a larger political event of sorts. The opposition is accusing the government of lying and saying that, look, this is what has happened. And in fact, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra tweeted saying that the government's intentions stand exposed if they take no action despite these videos now being available in the public domain. The BJP has countered this by saying that these videos should in fact be used by investigative agencies to pin down on who these people were. And Right. What Amit Malviya, BJP's IT cell chief, said was that this was in fact an evidence that it was, and it was good that the rioters were identifying themselves, and I'm quoting him.
Hmm. Well, Nachiket, now that the video clips are out, what do you think is the future cause for this?
So the Delhi police has said that they will be investigating these video clips of alleged police brutality in Jamia.
Right.
This investigation will be part of the larger investigation into what happened in Jamia that evening.
Hmm.
But we'll have to still wait and see what happens next.
All right. Thank you so much, Nachiket, for all those insights.
Thanks, Anvita.
As part of the ongoing AGR dues, Bharti Airtel has paid rupees 10,000 crore and the Supreme Court has refused to accept Vodafone Idea's proposal to pay rupees 2,500 crores by today. To give us more details on the story, I have with me my colleague Siddesh Raut. Hi Siddesh, thank you for joining in.
Hi Anvita, thank you for having me here.
Siddesh, what was the complete proposal put in front of the court?
So, well, Vodafone Idea had approached the Supreme Court today and it had said that it would pay about 2,500 crore upfront and another 1,000 crore against the adjusted gross revenue dues that it had expected to pay after the Supreme Court order. And it also asked that the bank guarantees that have been deposited with the government by Vodafone should not be encashed by the government. However, the Supreme Court has rejected this entire proposal, and its previous order that it had issued on February 14th that all these companies pay all the past dues related to the AGR case, it still stood basically, and they had to go ahead and carry out paying existing fines and dues.
Right. Siddesh, media reports also spoke of another offer by Vodafone. What was that?
So, media reports stated that Vodafone Idea proposed that it adjust about 7,000 crore rupees that the tax department owes to Vodafone against the AGR dues that it owes to the government. And according to these reports, the Vodafone Idea had written to the Department of Telecommunication and the Income Tax Department on this matter. And it's also noted that this 7,000 crore rupees that the tax department owes to Vodafone actually comes from a previous case where Vodafone had previously acquired Hutchinson. And in a change in the Income Tax Act in 2012 meant that the Supreme Court had later on passed an order saying that this deal, this acquisition, was no more taxable, which meant that the tax department owed the tax that it had collected from Vodafone from multiple assessment years, going back as far as back as 2004 to 2005. So all of this money as a chunk was supposed to be returned to Vodafone. And Vodafone had also went on to say as part of this proposal of adjustment that the 9,005 crore rupees that it had to pay was only possible after this proposed tax adjustment.
Right. What are the options left for these companies and what was the original deadline?
So, telecom companies were supposed to be paying as much as 1.5 lakh crore rupees in these AGR dues as per the Supreme Court order, which was dated on the 24th of October last year, by the 23rd of January this year. And this was the deadline. The 23rd of January was the deadline that was given out to all these telecom companies to clear out all their AGR dues. However, none of the telecom operators except for Reliance Jio had paid that overall amount so far, which is why we go back to the February 14th order of the Supreme Court on these telecom companies to clear all pending dues immediately. And as a result of which, so far after that February 14th order, we have seen Bharti Airtel putting up 10,000 crore rupees that it has paid to these companies. As regards to the options, media reports had earlier stated that the Aditya Birla Group and Vodafone will no more add any more extra capital to these companies. And since there have been no relaxation on these payment of AGR dues so far, the National Company Law Tribunal seems to be the only options that is left with the telecom company. Other media reports had also said that aside from asking for a relaxation competition in the dues. Companies might be even approaching to contest the quantum of the dues in itself. And a lot of companies, according to these media reports, have calculated that their AGR dues are half of what was proposed by the Department of Telecommunications earlier. So that could be the new route through which all these companies would be looking at to seek some sort of relief from this entire issue.
Right. Thank you so much, Siddesh, for all those details.
Thank you so much, Admita.
In a historic judgment, Supreme Court has ordered the center to ensure that women officers are given permanent commission in army. It has also added that the officers will now be eligible for command posting. To give us more details on the story, I have with me my colleague Shraddha Sharma. Hi Shraddha, thank you for joining in.
Hi Anvita, thank you for having me.
Shraddha, what was center's plea at the first place?
First of all, Anvita, congratulations to you and all the listeners who, because it was indeed an historic judgment for the
Absolutely.
People who believe in equality, not only in the defense forces, but also otherwise.
Right.
So, let me come to the plea that was raised by the center. Basically, they cited physiological limitations and social norms for denying command post to women officers.
Right.
And as you said, now the Supreme Court has ordered the center to ensure that all women officers are given permanent commission in the army and also they will become eligible for command posting, which was earlier not possible because of gender stereotyping, basically.
Right.
So, center's appeal was basically against the Delhi High Court direction that was passed in March 2010. And it was a civil appeal by the Ministry of Defense. Permanent commission will now apply to all women officers in the army in service, irrespective of their years of service. So, the Supreme Court has also directed the center to grant permanent commission within 3 months to all women officers in army who opt for it.
Right.
So they have 3 months to apply the Supreme Court order. Previously, it was granted in a few branches of army, but not in entirety. But the Supreme Court has added that all terms of appointment, but the Supreme Court has added that all terms of appointments of women officers shall be same as their male counterparts. So there'll be no discrimination in the, on the basis of gender here. And they have rejected the center's opposition to permanent commission to women officers, citing that physiological features are, you know, these are disturbing, you know, things to bring up in the court, basically.
Right.
And they need to change the mindset and not perpetuate gender stereotypes.
That's amazing.
Yes, so, and as insulting as it sounded to the women officers, Supreme Court has also said that it is an insult to women as well as the army when aspersions are cast on women, their ability and their achievements in the army. And I quote this, as per the note by the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court has also said that opposition to permanent commission and command appointments to women officers had, you know, it's a form of prejudice and needs to be removed.
Shraddha, how has Apex Court reacted to the plea?
So the Supreme Court Supreme Court judge, Justice D.Y. Chandrachud said that soldiers must have the physical capability to do one's role and women in the army is an evolutionary process. So basically, of course, how men are judged for the worth of a particular post, women will also be judged on the same level and it won't be discriminatory on the base of gender is what the Supreme Court judgment meant. And last year, women officers were granted permanent commission in around 10 branches of the Indian Army. The center has also had also argued that permanent commission will be given to only those women officers who joined the forces after 2014. But the Supreme Court has upheld the Delhi High Court order that was passed in 2010. And government is in a way rebuked to put an end to gender bias in armed forces. And we hear that the Supreme Court will also be dealing with similar plea with regard to short service commission officers in the Indian Navy as well. So we will hear on that soon as well.
Well, Shraddha, it is indeed an historic judgment and it has certainly broke the glass ceiling for women in Indian Army. And we hope that such mindset is brought about in all profession fronts.
Absolutely, Anvita. Thank you for having me. Moving on to our next story, RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat stated that cases of divorce are found more in educated and affluent families. To give us more insights on this, I have with me my colleague Atharva Pandit. Hi Atharva, thank you for joining in.
Thank you.
Atharva, where did he make this statement?
So the RSS chief was addressing workers and their families in Ahmedabad, which is where he made this statement, this particular statement. But he also went on to add that there is no alternative to Hindu society in India. And you know, things like that, but this particular statement of his has created a controversy. So I'm quoting him, and he said that nowadays the number of divorce cases have increased a lot. People fight over trivial issues. The cases of divorce are more in educated and affluent families, because with education and affluence comes arrogance, as a result of which families fall apart. He went on to add, the society also falls apart because society is also a family. So he also said that the RSS expects its Swayamsevaks, which are its volunteers, to tell their family members about the activities of the Sangha Parivar, the Sangha, because many times, I'm quoting him now, many times women members of the family have to carry out more painful work than us to ensure that we can do what we do. He also said that confining women to homes has resulted in the condition of the society that we see today. Now I quote him, the condition of the society is because of the customs that we have been practicing here since the last 2000 years. Women have been confined to homes. This was not the case 2000 years ago. That was the golden age of our society. So these are among some of the statements that Bhagwat made during his speech in Ahmedabad. And he came under a lot of criticism for what is being perceived as a very sexist and regressive statement.
Right.
But the RSS chief has been known sort of to make such statements in the past as well.
Right. Thank you so much, Atharva, for all those insights.
Thank you.
Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of In the News. In case if you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until then, this is your host Anvita signing off. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you so much for listening.